Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Who would have thought 2 and a bit years later we would still be talking COVID, yet we are. The pandemic continues. On the line is Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Burnham in Johannesburg. Daniel, can you believe it that we're still talking COVID?
I can, Simon. I unfortunately can, but it is just let me say it's great to have you back. Welcome back. I'm sure everyone's saying that to you today, but we have missed you.
Thank you. Good to hear. And yeah, what are we talking about? What's the aspect today? How inequalities make pandemics continue. Sure, Daniel, wasn't Omicron the strain to let run? Weren't we all supposed to get this, get herd immunity and be finished and done with it by now?
So we've been chatting about this while you've been away, and this might be the case. The only problem is that in Omicron, we are beginning to see what could be the beginning of reinfections with Omicron itself. So if that is the case, then obviously it kind of knocks out the concept of herd immunity. But again, what we've been saying is that if the strain is mild, then it makes the consequence of getting COVID much less, in which case maybe everyone can just get it. But we're not quite there yet. Certainly with what you spoke about with Israel cutting its times, you're seeing a situation where countries around the world have exploding numbers. It's impractical to keep people in isolation for longer periods of time than they need to. We know the beginning is the most contagious. So rather cut the time and increase the economic productivity, et cetera, of the country. But to go back to your question that you've asked me about, we said we'd discuss about the inequality. So there was an Oxfam report that came out in the last day or so that spoke about how there's been a huge inequality or disparity now between the wealthy and the, let's call them the poor, but even more so because of this pandemic. Yeah. And interesting stats like the wealth of 10 of the 10 richest people in the world has doubled during the time of this pandemic. That 1% of the world's richest individuals have as much money as the bottom 50% in the world. And we've certainly seen on the ground, and we know that millions of lives could have been saved if we had the vaccine at an earlier time, people who unfortunately passed away. And a lot of the reason for the lack of spread of vaccines to different countries was obviously this inequality, both from a political and economic perspective. We've seen how the Reserve Bank banks have put money into markets to try and save shares, and all that's done is made those who are heavily invested much richer and hasn't really helped the low to middle income classes. And interestingly, this report also said that people in low to middle income countries, and this was proven, were twice as likely statistically to die from COVID as people in the richer countries. And lastly, which is really important, is that we've seen that the spread of variants or likelihood of the mutation of variants, and Israel has actually said this quite openly, is much more florid in environments that are unvaccinated. So we know that the secondary effect of lack of equality of vaccines causes a greater risk of variants. Greater risk of variants means new waves and hopefully not, but it could be worse variants. So really this is a lesson in trying to spread the resources between people, or amongst people, so that we can get this pandemic finished.
It is interesting, Daniel. I mean, in a country as socioeconomically divided as ours is that research being done here? Are fewer of the poor, in inverted commas, surviving than the rich, in inverted commas?
So that's a really great question. This research is not from South Africa. One would think that would be the case if you think back to the first and second wave, particularly. All the hospitals were overwhelmed, but when the private hospitals couldn't accommodate people who needed oxygenation and ventilation any further, they were saying, I remember Richard Friedland sending out a letter from Netcare saying, you know, if we can't accommodate you, we're going to have no option but to find a facility for you. So the problem is that the public facilities really became overwhelmed, and that's an example of how this lack of spread of resources will filter down into this pandemic as well. I mean, I suppose from a vaccine perspective, if people have less access to healthcare, they're less likely to be vaccinated. And if they're less likely to be vaccinated, they have more risk of morbidity and mortality. So the truth is that, yes, I think that if one did that research, it's a hard model to try and research, but if one did, you would find that it is a concept in South Africa as well.
Daniel, you're clearly very practiced because you took me exactly to 4:30, which is exactly what I wanted. Thank you. Chat again tomorrow.
Bye, Simon.